The history of math is our intellectual foundation for understanding science. Science, beautiful, remarkable, awe-inspiring science. It's the creative foundation for our ineffable future. Hi, I'm Gabrielle Burchak, and this is my podcast, Math, Science, History. In the year 415, the infamous philosopher and mathematician Hypatia of Alexandria, Egypt, was savagely murdered by church monks. This murder shocked the Roman community and its government leaders. Hypatia was known far and wide as a respected philosopher, mathematician, government advisor, and a professor. Hypatia, The Sum of Her Life, is a book that I wrote that looks not just at the circumstances surrounding her death, but also at the sum of her entire life. I weave in the details of her education, disciples, Neoplatonic philosophies, female contemporaries, and the many mathematics that she wrote and taught about. There is truly more to Hypatia's life than her death. Hypatia, The Sum of Her Life, written by me, Gabrielle Burchak, is now on sale on Amazon. Buy your copy today. As Women's History Month ends, I thought it would be an ideal time to relaunch my podcast, Math, Science, History. And so, to close the month, I want to do my first Season 4 podcast on Catherine Macaulay. Macaulay was born in 1731 as Catherine Sawbridge. She was a British historian, an educator, and a philosopher who made extensive contributions to feminism in the late 18th century. She is prominently known for her work titled History of England. This tome was an 8-volume body of work published between 1763 and 1783. At one point, it even outsold David Hume's version of History of England. Her family was middle class, but she was educated at home. This was because there was no formal education for women at this time. Regardless, she became well-versed in classical literature, philosophy, and history. At age 25, she published her first body of work called Observations on the Reflections of the Honorable Edmund Burke. It was her response to Burke's work titled Reflections on the Revolution in France. Her work was admired for defending the French Revolution and her critique of the British political system. Additionally, Macaulay's response pointed out Burke's antiquated and oppressed views of women's education and the lack thereof. Her work, History of England, was widely praised. It was considered succinct and filled with valuable scholarship. Most importantly, it departed from traditional histories, most of which were written by men and focused on the activities of kings and queens. Alternatively, Macaulay's work positioned people's activity as the axis of the narrative. Additionally, in this work and many of her other works, she reasoned that the history of England was made possible by the significant role of women and their contributions. She also argued that traditional male historians often overlooked the value of women in their place in history. Finally, in many other works, she spoke up for women. She condemned the treatment of women, advocating for women's rights and their access to education. However, I am most impressed with her work titled Letters on Education. This body of work was published in 1790, and it was a treatise that advocated the inclusion of women in education. She was undoubtedly a visionary who often argued that women and young girls deserve access to public instruction. She had written about an educational plan that included equality between girls and boys. In doing so, she expressed that by valuing human nature in everybody, we can all develop great human potential. Finally, she argued the importance of co-educational settings, noting how individuals, regardless of gender, could learn from each other. By keeping an open mind, individuals could learn how to discipline their minds by, quote, rejecting the dictates of judgment and improper associations of ideas, unquote. In other words, rejecting the dictates of societal opinion. In Letters on Education, she proposed an education that did not reinforce societal rules. Instead, she pushed for the idea that the learner needs to think independently from public opinion. She stressed the importance of dismissing social opinions regarding our genders. In doing so, she believed that human nature and human thought would stop repeating social thought. Furthermore, by letting go of social opinions, we could create an education wherein our brains would not just be a blank slate where anybody could write our thoughts for us. In other words, she stressed the importance of thinking for oneself and not reflecting general voices in society. I believe if she were alive today, she would probably say, "Stop reposting. Instead, think for yourself, create your own opinions, and share those on your social media platforms." Macaulay graced this planet for 60 years until she died on June 22, 1791. Her works inspired the author, Mary Wollstonecraft, who praised her as a, quote, "woman of greatest abilities," unquote. Sadly, the two never met. They could only exchange correspondence for 6 months before Macaulay's passing. Wollstonecraft expressed her immense grief over her passing in her own work, A Vindication of the Rights of Woman. Wollstonecraft wrote that Macaulay's death did not result in a rightful goodbye, and for that, she was deeply, deeply sad. This month reminds us of the many women who have forged paths over thousands of years so that we can stand where we are today. Many of those women also never received a rightful goodbye. We do not even know about many of those women. And so, as we close out Women's History Month, I also want to acknowledge how much women have also shaped this world. Our contribution to this planet is so much more than just our powerful voices. We created the men who also walk on this planet. So, Women's History Month to me is a valuable time to recognize our future and our places in it and our narrative and what we are teaching the men we bring into the world. We deserve more than what we are given. So let's stay diligent and never lose sight of the fact that if we look away, we will continue to lose many rights. Some of these rights include access to quality health care, including abortion, access to education, and access to jobs. Women's History Month is not just about our history, but our future. So here is to the future of women. May we think for ourselves, fight for the oppressed, seek equality, help the marginalized, and continue to fight and speak up in order to make this world a better place. Thank you for joining me at Math Science History. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe to the show. If you could also please leave me a rating or a review, I would love that. If you want to learn more about the history of math and science, please visit me at mathsciencehistory.com. And if you like what you're listening to, please feel free to click on that coffee button and buy me a cup of coffee. Every cup of coffee that you buy helps me keep this podcast up and running. Also, if you're interested in leaving me a comment or chatting with me, you can always find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Goodreads. Just search for Gabrielle Burchak. Thanks for listening. Carpe diem.